Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I think that's with exercise or anything.
Yeah.
Where you forego this to engage in this because the payoff is so worth it. I'm sure that's what you were seeing. So say more about this small change with resolve.
So I always tell people it is never good to make drastic change. The reason, and we've seen this in all of our own lives, that if we make drastic change, it's not sustainable. So if, for instance, you love Diet Coke and you get up tomorrow morning and you say, never again, I'm never going to drink it again, and you try to quit cold turkey, by the end of the week, there's going to be a 24-pack sitting in the middle of your living room floor, ripped open like a feral cat took off after it, and cans smash all the way around the floor, and you'll be rocking back and forth humming Taylor Swift jingles. Like, that's just how it works. So whether we're, you know, pursuing excellence when it comes to physical fitness or disciplining our kids or our faith, whatever it is, if we say, you know, I'm going to read the Bible more and tomorrow I'm going to read the whole thing, like, that's not sustainable. That's not real change. That's crazy. So the best kinds of changes are the small ones that you make over time. And author John Trent talks about the 2-degree difference and the idea that, you know, you make much more impact when you make a 2-degree change than you do a 180. And so if you can think of one small thing you can do, it might not be the whole not eating meat for you. That may never fly in your household, but there is something that you can do that's small. Maybe you're going to cancel the cable. Maybe you're going to not, you know, only eat out once a week. Maybe you're going to stick to a grocery budget this week. Whatever it is, one small change this week and make it, keep it in place for 30 days, and then choose another small change. And we did all kinds of crazy stuff. I'm the first to admit we're kind of crazy. But, you know, things like making our own laundry detergent. In year one, if you'd told me that we were going to be making our own laundry detergent, I would have been like, that's weird. Who does that? You know, but the recipe for it's in the book, by the way, if anybody's interested in that kind of thing. But that was a huge small change, nice little oxymoron there, but it was a change that really made a big difference over time. So I'm always encouraging and challenging people to think about what's that one small change for you.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.